Blog Talk Radio.
This is a great question. Well, you know, I want us to go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. And bottom line, grow together. As you're sitting there processing, ask yourself, do you need to make a shift in your perspective? Let's lean in and get into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. I love Mondays because it's an opportunity for me to come together with you, our global listening audience, here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You. And I want you to know that today we are in our Shape Up series, and we're looking at a great subtopic that I think you'll get a great richness from. But before we jump into today's episode, I want to share with you that each week we have such a richness and an insightful time together on the airwaves. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. And we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, that if you're not already taking advantage of our on-demand library, we encourage you to do so if you've missed any of our past show installments. And our show has been on the airwaves for about 8+ years now. It's amazing to think how quickly time flies. And so archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. In our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we looked at yes or no. When to say yes and when to say no. If you missed it, again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you in the process on your journey to be empowered to win personally and professionally. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we're going to, if time permits, open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, this, of course, your interaction always lends to a more rich environment that we really love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, if you don't already have your pens and notepads and laptops, desktops, all of that handy, your smartphone with your notes, your tablets, you want to grab it so you can soak in the richness of what is going to be shared on today's installment. And before we jump into our topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's program with you. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's program with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support banding our outreach. We can't do it without YOU, and so because of that, we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We appreciate you. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And in our Shape Up series, we have what I feel is a topic that at different stages on our journey, it's difficult to get away from, because it really is a driver on our journey, and it really does determine will we be successful or not. And so our subtopic today in our Shape Up series is perspective redefined. Perspective redefined is one that regularly comes up in my coaching practice. It regularly comes up in my coaching practice, and the reality is it comes up regularly in life. And, you know, interestingly enough, I was having a conversation with one of my uncles who just received his master's degree. And you may be thinking, well, what's the big deal about him receiving his master's degree? Well, he is 66 or 67 years old, and later in life went back to school, got his master's. Literally, he's on the heels of just getting his master's. And what is so interesting is this, that he and I had a rich conversation around this very topic. He's really now at 66, 67, starting to live life. And, you know, he's feeling so accomplished, as well as he should, that at age 66, 67, that he has earned his master's. He's now going into a different profession and feeling this vibrancy for life, unlike he has felt. And why the conversation was so rich, we were talking about that others in his age group and older, but primarily his age group, that they're often feeling like life is over. It's starting to, you know, wind on down and come to a close. Simply because of one's chronological age. And he said, I'm feeling like I'm just starting to really live. And that the best years are still, for me, yet to come. And it caused me to pause and think, because when we're looking at our perspective is our attitude, our particular attitude towards something, or the way in which we view something, our point of view. And I know you've heard it stated often, this little statement, the glass, is it half full or is it half empty? It's all based on, and when we're looking at perspective redefined, we're looking at defining how we view things, how we see things, our attitude towards things in a different way. To redefine is to define again differently. And that's what we really want to take a look at. You see, I don't know what your perspective is on life. I don't know, but I am grateful that you are tuning in to Motivational Mondays today so that you may be able to see things on your journey from a different point of view. Literally today, I was having a conversation with one of my coaching clients, and in our session, this very topic rose to the surface. Because of the way in which they were navigating on their journey, they were limited in the way in which they were seeing things. And we went on this journey and we began to dig into their presenting issue, and they realized, oh, I need to change my perspective. I need to redefine my perspective. Based on what we were talking about, say, you know, I've had several conversations literally between this weekend and today on this very topic, that clearly this is a topic that there needs to be a focus on. Because I can say with great certainty that I can see the different markers along my journey. When I had the right point of view, perspective, or the wrong perspective. And it's so easily to determine where you are if it's coming from a limited base. You need to expand point of view. How do I do that, Coach Adams? Well, you know, that in and of itself is a great question. Because how do we do that? Well, we have to receive different information that would allow us to expand the way in which we're seeing things. So often we're coming from a limited base. We're coming from a base of our own experiences. And the reality is, depending on your journey, regardless of what level you're on, your perspective is limited. The way in which you're viewing is limited because there's always a different point of view. I think about my mentors and want to always give love to Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program. Those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I served their ministry and have since 2005 as their global master trainer. Why do I bring my mentors up in this moment? Well, because I can recall a number of different conversations, different leadership challenges, life issues, whatever it may be, going to my mentors and going in with a specific perspective, literally point of view, a particular attitude towards the circumstances, and having the conversation and walking away with a perspective that had been redefined because my thought process had been expanded. I was able to grow and see things from a different point of view. The same is true what happened to my client today. She came to the session and she was feeling so dejected and so defeated and just lacking hope, really feeling like I can't do this and what's the point, da 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 da. And as we went on the journey, realizing that right now you have a particular attitude that is causing you to be defeated. You must redefine that particular focus, make a shift, see things from a different perspective, and now broaden how you're viewing things. Again, she said, wow, I get it. This was such a powerful session for me. And that is without question, and this is a shameless plug in the moment, that is the great benefit of coaching. When you can come together with an individual that's walking alongside with you on the journey, that can be a bouncing, you know, a point of bouncing ideas and thoughts and giving a different point of view, you now will see things differently because there's always a different point of view. So one of my favorite books, and I do reference it often, is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I love this story that Stephen Covey shares in this one particular principle of the 7 habits, where he's sharing that we have to seek first to understand, then to be understood. The whole base of this principle is that there's always a different point of view. There's always a different perspective if you're open to it. But we approach life with limits, and we approach life with a single point of view because it's based on our experiences. But when someone can help to open us up with their experiences, now there's a broader scope that we can now pull from. And this story that I love that is painted in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People around this principle that really connects with what we're talking about today as we are looking at perspective redefined and how do I redefine my perspective? How do I see things from a different point of view? How do I expand my limited thinking to shift in situations, whatever they may be? Because if you're feeling hopeless, on the other side of that resides hope. But as long as you're focused on what appears to be hopeless, that is your perspective. That's your attitude because of where your focus is. Because the reality is, whatever we focus on, we give life to. We turn, give our energy, and the vibrations that are released are all around what we're giving our focus to. And so whatever you're giving your focus to, that is what you are giving life to. And I know at certain levels, for those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard aspects of what I'm sharing with you today. But as I opened, I said this is a topic that it's difficult to just get away from, because we have to take the time to look at it from different points of view. And that's what we're doing. I liken it to a kaleidoscope. You look into a kaleidoscope, see different shapes, colors, images, depending on how you turn the kaleidoscope. And today we're turning the kaleidoscope, which is key in being able to redefine our perspective, redefine the attitude that we have in a particular situation. Like my uncle. He said, you know, many, again, in my age group are feeling like life is winding down and coming to a close, but yet I see life is just really getting started at 66, 67. So wherever you are today, what is your perspective? What is your attitude around where you are? You know, this journey of Motivational Mondays, the whole premise of why we're here every Monday, of why I pay to be on the airwaves, is to bring you rich empowerment that would support you in getting tools to add to your toolbox that assist you in being more equipped to win. To work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? Well, you're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wherever you are on your journey, whatever age you may be, as long as I am a firm believer, as long as we have life and breath in our bodies, we, in turn, have an assignment to fulfill. There is still yet purposeful work for us to do. There is still yet a purposeful assignment as long as we still have breath in our bodies. You know, I remember hearing Bishop T.D. Jakes saying that what matters most is not your sunrise or your sunset, but it's the dash in between and how do you do it. And so I'm asking you today, I'm challenging you today, how are you using your dash? How do you know I'm still in a dash? Well, you're listening to Motivational Mondays. Because the reality is, if you were at your sunset, you couldn't listen to Motivational Monday. And if you were at your sunrise, you would just be coming out of the womb. So all of us, we're living through when we have life and breath in our bodies. And that's why I love the conversation with my uncle, who said at 66, 67, I'm just now feeling like I'm really living. And if I told you the backdrop of his story, you would get it at a different level, which speaks to the fact that it's never too late. It's never too late for you to pursue the dream, the hope the goals that are inside of you too late for you to work your vision, to achieve goals that you set for yourself and live out your dreams. It's never too late. I remember talking to someone else who they're in their 40s and decided to go back to school to finalize their doctorate. And they said, I didn't want to have regrets. Life took a turn, but I didn't want to have regrets. I didn't want to look up and say, I wish I did that. Wow, I should have done it. I often tell my clients in my coaching practice, don't focus on goals that are woulda, coulda, shoulda. Goals are what you're focusing on. You're going to get the same results that you got before. Don't zone in on woulda, coulda, shoulda. But rather, what is it that you are committed to doing in this now season of where you are? And when you look at what you have desired on your journey, are you moving in the direction of that? Or do you need to make a shift in your perspective because you're coming from a base patience? And I'm not saying that at times we don't have things that will press against what we're fighting for. I have a dear associate that she has some significant health challenges that she's pressing through in this season that are very frustrating for her because she has some goals that she's had to, quote unquote, as I'm sure you've heard the term, put on the back burner because of the health challenges and the physical limitations. And one way in which I've been coaching her is saying, what can you do? This, in turn, is a shift in perspective. You see, she's so focused on the limits, what I can't do, what I can't do, what I can't do. And she's fixed on that. That's all that she's giving life to. I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. And so her attitude is, I can't. She has such a point of view of, I can't, because of the physical challenges. And so when I asked her, well, what can you do? This what can you do was an intentionality of now is being redefined. We're defining the positioning of where she is again in a different way. Has the health challenges changed? Nope. Has the physical limitations changed? Nope. But rather her point of view and her attitude towards the circumstances has changed and shifted with intention. And so when we're looking at perspective redefined, we have to be intentional. And so in helping her to see, you have to shift from what you can't do, what you can't do, what you can't do, to giving life and energy to what you can do. Because the reality is this, and I don't know how long ago it's been now, but I did an in-depth installment of Motivational Mondays on competing thoughts. And it, of course, is in our on-demand library for you. It was a really rich show. I had a number of people say, wow, that was great. Because we talked about you cannot have two competing thoughts at the same time. So you can't be in a place of hope and hopelessness at the same time. Like with this individual, if you're giving energy and the vibration, the focus is on what you can't do, that's what you're giving life to in the moment.
you can't have what you can't do and what you can do residing, two competing thoughts residing in the dominant seat in your mind at the same time simultaneously. So you have to make a decision. Which will you allow to rule? Hence, perspective redefined. So if you are focused on the limits that you have, you have to look at now, shift with intention. I've been focused on limitations. That's all I'm just, you know, the limits that I have. I can't because I don't have the money. I can't because I don't have the knowledge. I can't because of this, because of that, because of this, because of that. If that's what you're giving your focus to, guess what? Then you can't. But with intention, when you make the decision to speak words of life to your life that speak contrary to that negative place of downward spiral that you've allowed yourself to go into, now with intention, your perspective is being redefined because you are making an intentional shift in your focus. You are giving your energy, you're focusing on, you're speaking words that are opposite of. That's where this whole process of, is the glass half empty or half full? What do you see? What do you see? Do you see the glass half empty or half full? Because that is your point of view. And how we view things is how we're going to navigate and do things on our journey. And so I want to challenge you to evaluate right where you are. Where do I need to make a shift? Where am I focusing my energy on the limits and the negativity? Where have I allowed negativity to not only knock on the door in my mind, but I've opened the door and invited it in, and I'm entertaining it at the table in my mind? You need to kick those limits. You need to walk them to the door of your mind and say, bye-bye, with intention, and make a shift, a deliberate shift on what you're focusing in on. Because remember, perspective is our attitude towards what we're dealing with, faced with, and how we are regarding that, how we are viewing that situation, those circumstances, what's possible, what's not possible. I can do all things. No, I can't. But the word of God, my roadmap, may not be yours, but it's mine, tells me I can do all things. And I battle this internal tug of war going on. But can you? Can I really? You know, I heard a pastor this weekend, and it was so interesting because I love this quote by Maya Angelou. That says, when people show you who they are, believe them. And this pastor was making the connection with how God, for those that are believers, in his word shows us his ableness. But do we believe him? Do we believe if we quote a scripture, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me? Yes! Do we believe the word of God? For those that are believers, do you? Because if you do, then your life, your navigation on your journey, believe me, Coach Adams is challenging herself in those areas that she is falling short to redefine And that's why I wanted to share this with you. So please understand, I am in no way putting myself on a little soapbox and saying that I'm not still in process. I'm in the dash with you on the journey, living it out, understanding that with each step that we take, it's a choice. We have to be deliberate and intentional on our journey. Pause here because I would love to invite you, our global listening audience, in to the conversation. Maybe you have a comment of what you've experienced around Perspective Redefined. Maybe you have a question. Would love to hear. You're listening to Motivational Mondays today. You're tuned in, leaning in. Have you gotten anything from what has been shared that is beneficial for you on your journey? This is a time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. It's simple. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Again, the dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Our lines are open. 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, and we would love to hear from you. You've made the decision to tune in. Let's hear your thoughts. What say ye, as one would say? Hear ye, what say ye? What are your thoughts on this topic that we are discussing? And I want to put out there that for those of you that are listening in and you're saying, wow, Coach Adams, I love what you shared about your coaching client and how you were able to support her on her journey, the Perspective Redefined, and assisting with that. And I would love to have that support, that one-on-one coaching support. I would love to support you and walk alongside with you on your journey. So if you would like to hear more about my coaching practice and being a part of my network and joining in partnership on a one-on-one basis for coaching, or you would like to hear more about my full circle of empowerment, simply call or text 310-289-2101. If you're texting, simply text your name and coaching if you want to hear more about one-on-one coaching, or your name and full circle if you want to hear more about the full circle of empowerment resources and tools that Coach Adams has available to support you on in your empowerment, your insight into self-empowerment on your journey through the one-on-one coaching that's available, group coaching, my lifestyle, personal, and professional growth plan, along with masterminds on specific subjects. For those of you that listen in regularly, you know that I am a Clyde Maxwell Leadership Team member, and I have authorization because of that to teach on various subjects in a mastermind group. And one of my favorites that may support you on your journey that we are launching in May, later in this month, is Put Your Dream to the Test. And if you want to learn more about that, again, that's a part of the full circle. So there's so much wealth of insight and information that's available, team building as well, and speaking and training. So let us know how we can support you. We're here for you. The resources are available. Getting back to today's rich topic on Perspective Redefined, where do you need to make a shift? I ask you that to think about it right where you are. What area in your life is preventing you from getting more? You see, coaching is all about getting more. And a part of us getting more is that we have to expand our thinking. We have to expand our thinking on what is possible, because all of us, at some stage or another, we bring limits to any situation. Think about this. A physical coach, a coach for sports as an example, their client, the athlete, has the talent in them, and yet they still have limits, and the coach helps to draw it out to a different level. And so I want you to know that we all have limits. Even with the greatest gifts and talents, there are limits. I see that we have a caller. We welcome you in. 214-1656 or 66. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today?
Well, Coach Adams, I just want to thank you for such a rich, rich hour, because I'm experiencing the experience that you've had with the person you spoke to with their medical conditions. And so many, as we age, they just feel like they're sick and they're stuck, and they won't change their perspective. They just feel like they're never going to get any better. And I really did appreciate the story on your uncle and him being 66 or 67 and getting another degree at that age. I think it's incredible that he realizes, hey, I'm so much more smarter at this age, and it's so much easier to go to college when you're older because you're wiser. You're, you know, particularly if you're a reader and you're into current events, you're so much more smarter. And I just really appreciate that, because I experienced that myself with my friends. As they're aging, they're succumbing to the number of being that particular age older, where I'm, you know, I'm excited, I'm living my life, I'm excited about life. It doesn't matter that I'm in my 70s, because I don't feel that way. So I live happily. The last thing I would like to say, Coach, is that I'm encouraging people to change their perspective about having a bucket list. I call it the LLL. And it's called the Living Life List. So I don't have a bucket list. I have a LLL, and I'm living my life list. And whatever it is I desire to do, then I will do it, because I'm living my life. I'm not ready to kick the bucket. I want to live my life. So I'm encouraging your listeners to take up my little phrase that I'm using there, to inspire themselves about living life with a beautiful perspective in life. Thank you, Coach, for listening.
Wow, thank you so much. I love that living life list. And something as simple as that. Like you said, I'm not kicking the bucket. I'm living life. Something as simple as that, when we can, in fact, make a shift in our perspective and redefine it, it brings about different energy. And, you know, I love hearing the vibrancy of what you shared and, you know, letting us know your chronological age, but yet I feel so vibrant. You know, it's so interesting because they was in March. And I had to literally sit down and say, okay, wait, how old am I? Because I jokingly often say I'm 35 again. And I feel this vibrancy, this, you know, vigor for life. And just a little sidebar, my goddaughter is, I think she's 32. And we were talking for my birthday. She took me out. And she said, God, Mommy, someone's going to have to make a shift here. She's in her 30s now, right? She's like, that 35 again is not quite working still. If I'm in my 30s. And I joked with her and I said, but it's working for me. And I literally have to think about it. It's not that I'm ashamed of my age. I just, it's like, what does that age chronologically, what is it supposed to be like? I don't focus on the age. I'm focusing on life. So, caller, thank you so much for chiming in and for sharing what you have shared. I love it, appreciate it. And the live life list, I think that's how you said it. I love that. That is so wonderful, and that is a great shift. You know, as we continue in today's broadcast, and I just want to remind our global listening audience that our lines are still open. Caller, if you can press 1 to remove yourself from the queue so that if, in fact, you have another question or comment later in the broadcast, we know that it's new and fresh. Press 1. Thank you so much. And so as we continue in today's broadcast, I love, love, love when we can have that relatability to the content and information that is being shared. We heard from a different point of view, relatability around this subject. And so this is something that is so key for us to process around. What is my perspective in certain areas? Do I need to redefine it? Am I coming from a place of limit? Could that be why you're not living out your dreams? Why you're not working your vision? Why you're not achieving your goals? So we must evaluate regularly. We must evaluate our perspective regularly. Because when I was having my session with my client, I asked her, this dream that you desire to pursue, where did it come from? Who gave it to you? Who set you in motion? And she kept saying, God, God, God. And I said, well, did he? Yes. Are you sure? Yes. I said, really? Yes. I said, then what? It goes back to the Maya Angelou quote that when people show you who they are, believe them. Are you not believing God? Because he's showing us and has shown us that truly he can be trusted. He is able. And if he said it, that settles it. It will have to be. Now, we have to walk it out. And that's where the challenge comes. We have to walk it out. We begin to start to see the limit. Oh, my gosh, my age. Oh, my gosh, I don't have the money. Oh, my gosh, I don't have the education and the other. But yet, that vision was given to you. So, in essence, you have the capacity to see it through. But are you willing to do what's required for the conversion? It was given to you for you to live out. Now, granted, you may have to partner with others along the journey, other experts, but you're the visionary. You have to drive it through. I remember someone, Beyonce being interviewed and someone asking her, how do you get done all of what you get done? She said, I have the same 24 hours a day that anybody else has. And see, the question raised is, what are we doing with our 24 hours a day? Are you doing what's needful to work your vision? I was speaking with an associate telling them, you have to sacrifice more. If you want this vision to come to pass, you got to say no to certain things. In our last installment, we talked about when to say yes and when to say no. And simply put, bottom line was we have to say no to those things that don't align with our vision, don't advance our vision, don't complement our vision. If it does, then we have to say yes to those things, even when it stretches us out of our comfort zone, it's uncomfortable, we feel uncertain. If it's in alignment with the vision that we believe we've been given, we have to say yes to it. So now, when it comes to the conversion aspect and this perspective redefined, you have to redefine the focus and the energy that you're putting out in the atmosphere. What is the vibrations that you're sending and creating? Because every word that you speak carries with it life or death. Every word you speak carries with it life or death. So if you say, I can do this, I will do this, you will accomplish it. Because again, you can't have competing thoughts on the throne of your mind at the same time. But if you allow yourself to get into that vicious cycle of the downward spiral of curities and all of those different things, negativity, it's going to be the perspective that you're coming from. And so you have to evaluate, and as Shakespeare would say, to thine own self be true. Can you be true to you? Can you be real with you? I hear Michael Jackson singing in my head right now. I'm looking at the man in the mirror, looking at the man or woman in the mirror. When you look in the mirror and you look at you, what are you telling you? What do you see? Are you telling you you can achieve your dreams? Girl, you bad. Guy, you something. So we have to speak life to our own lives on our journey. And that is a part of this perspective redefined. You must locate where you are. You must speak life to your life. You must understand that you cannot have competing thoughts at the same time. You have to make a choice either way. What energy will you feed, what you're going to give life to? And you have to expand your point of view through mentors, through coaching, through different circles, through reading, whatever it may be, we have to constantly be expanding. Woo! It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I truly trust that you have gotten some great insight into empowerment today on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. I want you to know that your dreams are worth the sacrifices that you may have to make. You may have to sacrifice that hour of WeTV or whatever it may be. Do what you need to do to focus and zone in on your dream. Believe me, Coach Adams is challenging herself to be more disciplined, to zone in, to focus, to sacrifice greater if I really want to see the next level fulfillment on my own journey. So know that I'm not sharing with you something that I'm not challenging myself in as well. And I know, yes, it's not easy. I know. But with intention, that's a part of this process of perspective redefined. We have to be intentional and deliberate. You see, growth doesn't just happen. Outside of the womb, growth doesn't just happen. We have to be intentional and deliberate with strategic steps and strategies that allow us to begin to close that gap. And if you want support with closing the gap, I would love to be a part of your process and on your team. Again, text or call 310-289-2101. If you didn't ask a question today, but yet you want to continue to engage with us, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. You simply have to say, I want to join, and we will allow you to do so. This is our platform in which we can continue the dialogue, continue the discussion, and engage and interact. You can give show recommendations, topics that you would like to see discussed, that you would like to see discussed and highlighted on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. It's a platform so that others can also share their expertise in various areas and their insight into empowerment that would support us in being empowered on our journey. We so appreciate you taking the time. We don't take your time lightly or for granted here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. You opted to take this time out, and we want you to know we so value and appreciate you, our global listening audience. We don't take you lightly or for granted, but we truly are grateful. You could be anywhere else on a Monday, and you have chosen to be right here with us on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you, and we so thank you. You know, again, it's my desire to assist you on your journey. I have my Impact 100, and I am committed to assisting other individuals on their journey of empowerment and bringing insight into self-empowerment through our full circle of empowerment. If you want to learn more about Coach Adams, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Know that we will be right here, same place, on next week, and we encourage you, set a weekly reminder so that you are able to join us to jumpstart your week motivated and empowered for every week with insight into self-empowerment through the resources and tools, the different topics, and thoughts that we bring forward to you on the airwaves. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We look forward to having you engage with us in our next installment.